Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Whoa.
You're done early, man.
No, you know, I'm sorry. We haven't gone to bed yet.
Yeah, that's it. The rave goes all night, man.
The rave goes till 6 a.m., yeah. Man.
The rave really doesn't start until 3 a.m. in the morning for some reason at an old abandoned warehouse downtown.
Unless you're a daywalker.
What the hell, daywalker? Anyway, it's 6:12. Let's keep removing. It's time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
I don't even know where to begin with this story, so I'm just going to get into it, and we'll pick it apart as we go. Some idiot in South Carolina was arrested this past Tuesday after giving a tattoo to a child in the middle of a McDonald's restaurant. Okay,
jeez, dude. Ah.
So not only are you tattooing a minor, you're doing it in the middle of a McDonald's restaurant.
All right? Yeah. You know what you get with your Happy Meal? A tat. That's what you get, and a bunch of needles in your arm.
Yeah, they've gone a little trashy there at McDonald's with their
Did he give him a sweet little tribal around his bicep?
Something. Yeah, did he get a tramp stamp? So the tattoo happened on Friday. Then someone posted a video of it, and that's when the cops got involved. It's not clear how old the kid was, but it looks like a teenager. So it was like a little baby that he was tattooing. But still, though. The tattoo artist is 28-year-old Brandon Precia. He's facing charges for tattooing a minor and tattooing without a license. He also is on probation for assault and battery. Back in December, he got sentenced to 3 years in jail for it, but a judge suspended his sentence and gave him 2 years probation. Man. The illegal tattoo likely violated that probation, though, so he's probably going away for a while.
Jeez. Hey, when did you get your first dirty tattoo?
My first dirty degenerate tattoo. I was 18. Yep. My brother actually got me a gift for my graduation present when I was 18. Uh-huh. So I went and got it, and I'm pretty sure the guy that gave me the tattoo died in prison. I'm almost positive if I remember correctly. That dude was in prison for a while after he gave me the tattoo. Of
clean
course,
needle
after.
At least clean needle.
It, clean enough. It is so funny.
I don't know if that's.
Tattoo shops now are so this was 2004. So even in that amount of time, tattoo shops now are so much cleaner than they were when I got it. Dude, it was so shady where I went and got my tattoo. Like, even now looking back at it, I'm like, there was a good chance I got hepatitis C
when I was at the
tattoo shop.
Around that same age, a buddy and I went to the tattoo shop. He was going to get a tattoo. Come on, man, get one. Nah, I'm good. And then we walked into the shop. Like I said, this was like 2004, 2005. And that made my decision right there. Like, there's no way I'm going to let this dude jab some needles into my arm in this room.
Yeah.
I just don't feel comfortable about it. You know, I'm not comfortable.
Yep. Yeah. So, it's definitely gotten a lot better. I mean, I think it goes without saying you shouldn't tattoo children. Okay. I don't know how young this guy was. You know, when they say a child, I think that's kind of misleading because if he's 17, all right, is it really that bad? I guess what I'm more concerned about is the fact that it's super easy for people to get tattoo guns. I don't know if you guys realize this or not. You can just buy tattooing supplies. You don't need a license to get it. And I don't know how many times I have heard, not so much now because I don't run with that same crowd as I used to, but how many parties back in my youth where it's like, oh, yeah, man, Donnie's going to be there and he's bringing his friend who's got the tattoo gun.
Tattoo
it's like,
gun.
Why?
Yeah, we're all getting
What? No. Like, folks, if you are ever in a place, I'm just going to leave it with this, okay? Obviously, let's chalk it up. Don't tattoo minors. All right, we got that covered. That's a given, okay?
If it's a free tattoo, typically they're not the best tattoos. Just saying.
If you
the reason you got to pay big money for some of these guys.
If you are going to a party, any party, it doesn't matter if it's at Jeff Bezos' house, and someone says, oh, yeah, there's going to be a guy there giving tattoos. Don't get the tattoo from the guy at the party. That's it. You know what? You can go through your whole life.
Because you're going to regret it.
And you can go through your whole life, and I can never give you any other sound advice as long as I tell you, don't get the tattoo from the guy at the party. That's all you need to know. That's it.
Yeah, but he's really good. He's really good.
Yeah, no, he did a stint over at Guantanamo, and he learned how to tattoo there. It's pretty cool, man. No, never, ever get a tattoo at a party from a buddy's friend who knows a guy, okay?
He learned the best from Jackson, man. He learned from the best.
Man, how many friends I have that are like, oh, yeah, I got this one at a, well, I don't remember exactly where I got it, but I think it was like a house party or something. It was great. I got it while doing a keg stand. You can tell because the lines are a little off. So, Jesus.
Great tattoo story. Great tattoo story.
Awesome. Awesome. Also enjoyed the hepatitis. All right. There. Good life lesson today on your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.